Right now, the Dow's up 6 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this special edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I'm actually broadcasting live from the opening of the Doctrine of Man Conference taking place here at Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church. The Doctrine of Man Conference is a conference that's hosted by the GPTS, that's the Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary, and their conference is just opening up this morning. In fact, I'm over here right now at Woodruff Road, but going on over at the seminary itself. The seminary is located over on Main Street in Taylor, South Carolina. And I'm over here on Woodruff Road in, I guess this is considered Greenville. It could be Simpsonville, this far up Woodruff Road. I'm not sure. I have to clarify that. But I'm over here at Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church. Now, right now over at GPTS, at the seminary itself, they've actually got the open house going on over there. They had a pre-conference this morning. A special chapel was going on over there. And Cal Beisner was over there speaking. Cal's been on with me a number of times. Of course, Cal is with the Alliance, the Cornwall Alliance, and so talking about things related to stewardship. And so Cal was addressing the group over there this morning in chapel. And then they have a lunch that's taking place, a special luncheon for prospective students of GPTS, and that's going on over at the seminary itself. Again, two different locations. GPTS, the Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary, is located on Main Street in Taylor's. They've got some events this morning that are taking place over there. The actual conference, though, is being held at Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church, and that's where I'm broadcasting from here this morning. The registration just opened up. The registration table just opened just now at 11 o'clock, and that's open from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock p.m., and so you're able to come and register. I would imagine that throughout the day you'd be able to come and register as well. But what takes place then after 1 o'clock is the conference starts in earnest at that point. And it starts at 1:15 p.m. And at 1:15 there will be a session that will be given about the supernatural creation of man. And that's going to be by Dr. Richard Belcher. We'll be giving that presentation, The Supernatural Creation of Man. This is all on that doctrine of man, as I talked about. You may remember a couple weeks ago I had the president of GPTS with me in the studio, and Dr. Joey Piper, and Dr. Piper was talking to us about that doctrine of man and what that entails. And so here's that conference that we were alluding to during that interview with Dr. Piper. Second up this afternoon, and I'm hoping that I can get him to stop by my booth over here at Woodruff Road, just outside the bookstore. But second up on the program today at 3 o'clock is going to be Dr. Guy Waters is going to be on the broadcast. And Dr. Waters is going to be speaking about the covenant of works. Dr. Waters is the professor of New Testament at Reformed Theological Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi, and he's going to be here speaking about the second session here this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, is going to be on the covenant of works. Now, that's that covenant that was made between the Lord and Adam, where he was placed in the garden, and it's actually a covenant that's there, and we'll get Dr. Waters to explain that a little bit. Later on tonight, then, there'll be a catered dinner at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 6:30. And then Dr. Joel Beakey is going to be here today, and he's going to be speaking about the temptation and the fall. And that'll begin at 7 o'clock tonight. Dr. Joel Beakey, of course, is the president and professor of systematic theology and homiletics at the Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary. He's also the pastor of Heritage Netherlands Reformed Congregation. Dr. Beakey's been on the program a number of times with me. Most recently, I was doing a live interview with him. He wasn't in New York, but I was in Manhattan at the time, and I did an interview with Dr. Beakey about his book, about encouraging pastors. So he had an excellent book speaking about encouraging pastors, and I had an opportunity to speak with Dr. Beakey about that. I spoke just the other day with his co-author. He co-authored a book speaking about the subject of the family, William Gouge's book, Puritan writer. And William Gouge had a book that spoke about building a godly family. That wasn't the title that William Gouge had, but that's the new title that Dr. Beakey and the other day I had on the broadcast with me. His co-author was with me, and we were talking about that book. And so Dr. Beakey, of course, a number of books. Here at the conference, not only are there all these sessions, I just gave you what's taking place today, but they also have a tremendous bookstore that has been set up here as well. I'm going to walk through that bookstore in just a couple of minutes and talk, maybe introduce you to a few of the folks that are exhibiting here. But I wanted you to know about the various resources that are available. If you just want to come over here to Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church, if you want to get some really good books at some really good prices, you would be able to do that over here at Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church for the next couple of days. I recommend you get in here early. Of course, a lot of the publishers that have come and have set up shop here, these folks have brought a limited number of books with them. And so I would imagine if you want to get the hard copy immediately, you'd be able to do that. So if you've got some weddings coming up, I'm going to a wedding this Saturday myself, but if you've got some weddings coming up, if you have some, you know, some graduations that will be taking place, or you have some, maybe some families are having young children, there's new children, you know, births in their family, here's an opportunity for you to be able to get some books on that as well. Just tons of books on tons of different subjects. I have two books here on the table with me right now. If Guy Waters ends up coming in early enough, I want to speak to him about two of his books. One, I've already interviewed him about this first book that's in my hand. It's called How Jesus Runs the Church. Now, he's got an interesting cover because he's crossed off how to run the church, and in place of that, he says how Jesus runs the church. And so I think that that's, you know, he's making a little bit of play on words. He's speaking out a little bit about, you know, all of these how-to books that we see in evangelicalism today and, you know, very man-focused. Well, here he's pointing to the fact that, you know what, the church that we have been called to pastor, the church that we've been called to attend, it is not our church. Ultimately, it is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself has told us, or he is actually running the church himself according to very specific rules and regulations, and that's what Dr. Waters is alluding to in that book. I have a second book in my hand that's been written by Dr. Guy Waters as well, and this is a very, very small book. It's actually called A Christian's Pocket Guide to Being Made Right with God. Again, it's by Dr. Guy Waters. And the subtitle of it says, Understanding Justification. And this one is published by Christian Focus Publication. Their website is www.christianfocus.com. I didn't see if they had a book here today or a booth here today. I didn't see a booth set up for that. But I had this one sent to me from the publisher, and I want to talk to Dr. Guy Waters a little bit about this book as well. It's really handy. I mean, a pocket guide, you know, so it's very small book, very easy to carry around. and to keep at your fingertips the important doctrine of justification by faith. You know, that was that great doctrine that came, reestablished, maybe. It wasn't developed, obviously, there at the Reformation, but it was rediscovered and reestablished as being a critical doctrine in the church by the reformers in the 1500s, and so during the Great Reformation period of time. And so it's an important topic that we need to understand and to be able to articulate. That's very important. Hey, by the way, all of the conference information is available out at www.gpts.edu. That's their website, and I've got it up right now. And all of the latest conference information is available there as well. That's www.gpts.edu. And so if you go out there, you'll be able to see all of the information related to the conference. By the way, Tuesdays and Wednesdays night session are free to the public to be able to attend. That means that Dr. Beakey's session tonight on the temptation and the fall is going to be open to the public. It starts over here at 7 o'clock, and it goes to 8:30, and so you don't want to miss that. Come on over to Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church and hear Dr. Beakey speak. Now, tomorrow's session, which is also open to the public as well, it's free to the public. That session tomorrow is going to be Dr. Joey Piper is going to be the speaker there, and he's going to be speaking about original sin and depravity, and that is open to the public as well. I'm actually thinking about switching our Wednesday night service tomorrow night, and we'll come over here to Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church instead and hear Dr. Joseph Piper speak here tomorrow night on that important subject of original sin and depravity. And so you don't want to miss either one of those two. Both of those are open to the public, and so go take advantage of those things. It's certainly going to be a wonderful, wonderful session. You know, the folks over here at Woodruff Road, they do just an excellent job. They are really, really helpful. They really go out of their way to just make you feel very, very comfortable at this conference. I'm going to take a little walk here until Dr. Waters comes. I didn't have a set time with him for the broadcast today, and so it's not his fault, it's mine for not setting up a specific time. But he is going to be coming in here shortly and be talking a little bit. We'll get him over here on the broadcast and talk to him a little bit about what's going on. Pulling up to a table here where they're talking about Christian worldview, and it looks like they have a biblical worldview conference coming up, a student conference. It's going to be in Tennessee, Milligan, Tennessee, and the folks are looking at me a little oddly because they don't know that I'm doing a live broadcast. And they're actually eating candy bars at this time, and an energy bar, and they're doing this because they figure if they're eating the candy bar, I'm not going to put them on the spot to have them tell us about this conference. Here's the problem. They're mistaken. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to ask Pastor Brent Bradley, is this going to be held at your church, Brent?
Our church sponsors the Worldview Conference every year, and we hold it at Milligan College in Milligan, Tennessee.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the conference. I'm putting you on the spot here, I realize, but I imagine you've got this down to a science, and this won't be too difficult for you.
Actually, I'm kind of the gopher. The folks who do most of the work aren't here yet, but we have this conference every year, and it's designed for high school and college-age students just to get them to think biblically about various facets of life, bringing every thought captive to Christ. And so we try to have somebody from the arts, somebody from the sciences. Of course, Joel Beakey will be our Bible speaker, our preacher, and will be addressing us.
One of the things that seems to be really unique about this is the audience that you're targeting, the audience being high schoolers. Now, a lot of times we see you know, in modern evangelicalism today, and even within Reformed circles, a lot of these conferences seem to be geared towards, you know, young people, but I would think more college and career age. Yours seems to be unique because it's actually going towards the high school student.
Yes, and we get, of course, it's really across the board. We have a pretty wide age spectrum, but they all come in. It is not a conference for those who want to play. It's pretty significant. It is a lot of intensive instruction and questions and answers. A lot of time for getting to know people as well. But it's not going out and playing volleyball all day. You're involved in classwork. You're thinking, and we found it to be very useful for those. But you need to be prepared to come to work at the conference.
Well, that was Pastor Brent and Bunny Bradley. Bunny right away pointed to Brent when I walked up with the phone to do the interview. So very wisely, you know, she just said he's the one to talk to her about this. So I won't put Bunny on the spot as well. So this is one of the tables that you can come over and check out over here at Woodruff Grove Presbyterian Church at the GPTS conference. Again, it's a biblical worldview student conference, and it's going to be held June 3rd through the 8th, 2013, in Milligan, Tennessee. And so you can find out all the information. Let me give you their website. It's Westminsterkpt.org in order to find out more. And I'm going to give you a phone number as well. If you want to take a group of young people there, maybe for this conference, there's going to be a talk on the Bible and money. There's going to be a talk about living fully for Christ. That one will be by Joel Beakey. They're going to be talking about oceanography and engineering, apologetics, church history, and writing. And boy, it looks like a great conference. Here's the number that you can call if you say, hey, I'd love to send our young people to something like that. Maybe you're a Christian school involved in a Christian school here in the area, which there's tons of them, and you say, hey, that would be a great thing for our high school students to go to. Here's the number. It's 423-247-7341. That's 423-247-7341, and you can find out all the information there. Brent, Bunny, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to walk through a little bit more. The folks here from Reformation Bible College are just getting set up. That, of course, is the ministry of Dr. R.C. Sproul, and they're just getting set up there with their materials, but they'll have their table going here in just a little bit. You'll be able to stop by and get information about Reformation Bible College. I was just there in Orlando, Florida, just recently at the National Conference, and so got to see here Dr. Sproul and Steve Lawson and Sinclair Ferguson and all the other folks there speaking as well. And so that's obviously a wonderful conference, and I go there every year, take a number of folks with me. I was actually giving away conference tickets to that wonderful conference as well when I was throughout the broadcast this past year. And so actually took a number of folks there with us to Florida and enjoyed that that particular conference. I'm going to continue to go through the hall here. I've got maybe about five more minutes before our break, so I'm going to walk to a couple of the other tables, and then after going to those tables, we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back for the broadcast. But some of the other tables, I want to get over here to one of the book tables. Answers in Genesis is here this year, and so they've got a great book table put up. Of course, Answers in Genesis is the ministry of Ken Ham. And so a number of Ken Ham's broadcasts are here. I just arrived over at their table. Here's a couple of the books that they're featuring here at the conference. And by the way, there's conference specials on these books. The one I have in my hand here is How Do We Know the Bible is True? That's by Ken Ham and Bodie Hodge. And so that's an interesting subject. How do we know that the Bible is true? And so you can find out about that. Here's Ken Ham's book with Britt Beamer. He wrote about Already Gone, Why Your Kids Will Quit Church and What You Can Do to Stop It. And that's an excellent study there. Really, they gathered a lot of data And from that data then, they went ahead and make some predictions and also give you some help as to how you can stop your young people from leaving church. Here's a book, Coming to Grips with Genesis. This is written by Terry Mortensen. I went to the Grand Canyon with Terry. And he was one of the leaders from Answers in Genesis who was there with us in the Grand Canyon. And so we spent, I did 200 miles of the Colorado River with Terry. I got to know Terry pretty good. And Terry does all of those Christian leadership tours. Dr. Tony Bean went on that tour as well. And so he knows Terry. And Terry was actually there at Tony's conference that they put on from Christian Worldview Center there at Greenville. The conference that they put on, Greenville University, North Greenville University. And so he comes to Tony's conferences. Here's the other one. The new Answers book is out. They have the first, second, and third edition of that is here at the conference, and that's for sale. And so you can see that. They have a number of DVDs that are here featuring Jason Lyle. Jason does an excellent job. I had Jason on the broadcast a couple of times. He really does a great job on all of the issues. But they have, I'm looking here, and I bet you that I see 30 different DVD series that are here. Noah's Flood, A Distant Starlight, Not a Problem for a Young Universe. The Grand Canyon, the one that Andrew Snelling does that one on the Grand Canyon. Andrew was with us in the Grand Canyon when I went as well, and so his DVD is here. You can hear a lot of talking in the background. A lot of folks are coming in now to the bookstore, so we got a little bit of chatter in the background as well. So here's a book on creation and cosmology. What about ape men? Here's one about the origin of species. Was Darwin right? This is by Terry Mortensen as well. So just a ton of resources over here for you to take advantage of. They have this amazing wall chart that they have set up. I'm thinking about getting one of these for church that we could put, like, in a Sunday school room. I don't know the length of this. Let's see. These tables are normally 6-foot tables, so that would be 12. I think it's about 25 feet long, and it is this chart, this accordioned chart, so it all opens up, and it's about 25 feet in length, and everything from creation all the way down to, let me see where it ends here. It ends with United States, history of the United States in the very end here, and some of the presidents are listed in it. It's astounding. This thing is really quite impressive. It says the wall chart here is $30. What an impressive piece of material there. Looks very, very interesting. I'm going to make my way back over to the table there just for a minute. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a very quick commercial break. And when we come back from the break, then I'll go ahead and pick back up over here in the bookstore. I want to interview a couple more of the folks that are doing, have some tables over here and tell you a little bit more about what some of these folks have lined up for you. Boy, it's a great day over here at the GPTF conference at Woodruff Road. You get a chance to come on by, even on your lunch hour, just stop over here and maybe you can get into the bookstore here a little bit. We'll be back in just a couple moments. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
This is John MacArthur. In Jesus were blended perfect humanity and deity, making him the only sacrifice for the sins of the world and the worthy Lord of those who believe.
One perfect life, Jesus of Nazareth, a Palm Sunday special with pastor and teacher John MacArthur. In this dramatic portrayal from the four Gospels, come face to face with Jesus Christ in his final week before the cross. Join us here for One Perfect Life.
This Sunday morning at 8 on Christian Talk 660. At risk of losing your home? In a foreclosure? We can help. We'll deal with your bank, reduce your payments, lower your principal, improve your credit rating. We'll buy you a pony, give you the ability to fly. We'll let you pilot a blimp. We'll bring your childhood cat back from the dead. We'll name a comet after you. We'll let you ride a unicorn. We'll carve your name into the moon with lasers. We'll arrange a meet and greet with Santa Claus. We'll give you a treat.
If you're facing foreclosure, there are a lot of companies promising to help you. All of the information can be really confusing. But who should you trust? The Hope Hotline. The Hope Hotline is a free resource connecting you with HUD-approved housing counseling agencies available 24 hours a day who understand your situation. Since 2007, they've helped over 5 million people get the clarity and information they need. Call the Hope Hotline at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-4673. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Ever feel like there has to be a better way to manage your finances? Focus on the Family is proud to partner with Crown Money Life Coaching, the only award-winning online solution that effectively implements envelope budgeting for today's cashless world and provides you with a personal coach. And now you can get your first coaching session free of charge. That's right, it's completely free. Call Crown Money Life Coaching at 800-215-3147 to get started. Join thousands who are achieving financial success. That's 800-215-3147.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second half of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. I'm over here at the GPTS conference that's taking place. The topic is the doctrine of man. I had Dr. Joey Piper was on the program a couple of weeks ago telling us about this conference. Well, the date is here. The conference is beginning. Folks are coming through the door. And I just went over during the break, and I asked the folks at the registration table if it was okay for folks to come over just to come into the bookstore, and they told me yes. So if you're running out at lunch hour today and you're over here on Woodruff Road, and you want to run over here very quickly and go through the bookstore, you can find yourself a number of great deals on books. See, at these conferences, a lot of times the exhibitors will have a conference special on the book. So I'm looking over here at the Answers in Genesis table, and I see that there are conference special on the DVDs that I was telling you about a few minutes ago. It says here, 3 for $20. So you get 3 DVDs. For $20, so what's that, $6.50 or something like that a piece, right? So here's a great deal, and these are really good. There's one here for kids, you know, called Jurassic Prank, not Jurassic Park, but talking about Jurassic Prank, and, you know, what he's going to talk a little bit about dinosaurs, obviously, in that work there. He's going to talk just a ton of different topics here that you can take advantage of. I'm going to be here for the next couple of days. I'm going to be here both on all day today or throughout the day today and involved in the conference a little bit over here and doing some interviews and so forth. And then tomorrow I'll also be doing another live broadcast from here as well. And then on Thursday I'm going to be doing an interview with Paul Couches is his last name, and he wrote a book that talks about the subject of the brass heavens is one of his books. It talks about prayer. You ever feel that you're not getting any answer in prayer? Well, he's got a book out about that subject, about, you know, sometimes the heavens feel like brass. We don't seem to get an answer from the heavens. Well, here's a book talking about that. Why is it that sometimes we don't seem to hear any answer from the heavens? What does the scripture have to say about that subject? So we'll be talking about that with Paul Couches on Thursday's broadcast. I'll be back in the studio for that one, but today and tomorrow I'll be over here at GPTS and over here at the conference. I got a couple more books that I want to highlight here for you. The number of great material going on here. I'm over here at the table for RHB, Reformation Heritage Books. And I do a lot of interviews through the folks over there at Reformation Heritage. Joel Beakey, of course, is here. And, of course, Joel is all of his books are published, or most of his books are published through RHB as well. In fact, at their table here, for just $5 here at the table, at $5 you can get Dr. Beakey's book entitled Friends and Lovers. This is put out by Cruciform Press, but it's called Cultivating Companionship and Intimacy in Marriage. That's only $5 over here at the RHB bookstore. Also, they have a couple more, Developing a Healthy Prayer Life. I was just talking about prayer. Well, this is written by James Beakey and Joel Beakey, conspired together on this book. And so you can get a good book on prayer. There's also another one here by Ryan McGraw. I have this one on my desk. It was just actually sent to me from the publisher from Reformation. And it's called Christ's Glory and Your Good, Salvation Planned and Promised and Accomplished and Applied. And so speaking all about the entire subject of the salvation, that glorious salvation. I've just been preaching on this actually in Hebrews chapter 2, where the author of Hebrews speaks about so great a salvation. I'm going to put Stephen on the spot here. I've been doing this with some of the other folks over here. But Stephen, let me let you tell us a little bit about Reformation Heritage. He doesn't know yet, but I'm doing a live broadcast. It's going back to the station and then going out on a 50,000-watt station here, four states, and so people listening live. Tell us a little bit about Reformation Heritage. Joel Beakey is here and going to be speaking tonight, and then a little bit of some of the specials that you guys have at the conference today.
Hi there. This is my name is Steve Rankema. I work for Reformation Heritage Books, and I've been in the book business for most of my career. I'm very happy to be with a publisher that is committed to publishing only Puritan and Reformed books that are edifying, that are biblical and readable. And I think it's so important for people to read and study God's Word, and also books that teach us, to help us understand God's Word. So it's been a real joy for me to be a part of this ministry for the last 8 years or so. We publish about 2 books a month on average, and then we carry and distribute books from a variety of other like-minded publishers. We're very selective about what we put in our bookstore and on our website. And we try to offer them as cheap as we can. We're a nonprofit organization. And so here at the conference, we have specials on a lot of new titles, up to 50% off on some of them. Puritan Theology by Joel Beakey is one of our best-selling books that we're selling for $30, which is 50% off the retail price here.
Tell us a little bit about that Puritan Theology. I did an interview with Dr. Beakey on that book, but some of the folks listening now may not have caught that interview. Just a summary of what did they find. It's a little bit more of a reference book than something you would just sit down and read through. But tell us what Dr. Beakey did. And I mean, this is like one of his seminal works.
Right. Well, Dr. Beakey's been teaching systematic theology at Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary for, he would know better than I am, but 15 or 20 years or so. We had talked about this book or something like this book 3 or 4 years ago, and taking his lecture notes and putting them together and putting them into book form. And at the time, he said, "Steve, I would have to take a whole year off to do it." And then a couple years went by, a couple years ago, and he pulled me into his office and showed me an outline, and he had about 90 chapters, together with Mark Jones, they split it up. They had 90 chapters covering all the main points of theology, drawing from the Puritans, taking the best, most powerful quotes in each area, and the best Puritans in each area of theology. And he showed me his outline, and I was surprised, very surprised. And then it took us another year or so to get the book ready to print and publish.
So you can look up like a topic like, obviously, justification or something like that would be in there, but other topics, maybe adoption or another item, that you a specific category, and you say, "Hey, I just want to get a little snapshot, some of the best of what the Puritans thought about this particular issue, you can open up that book and find those.
Absolutely. That's right. That's exactly right. They're taking they're quoting, they're doing extensive quotes from the Puritans, but also then taking the Puritan thought and words and summarizing it for each topic in their own words in a modern language. So you get their own interpretation of what the Puritans taught in each area of theology.
Now, Dr. Beeke obviously is well noted as a Puritan expert, maybe the Puritan expert in the country. What would you say is his best-selling book? Is Meet the Puritans probably right there at the top, where he kind of gives an introduction to a number of Puritans and tells us a little bit about their background and, you know, what their seminal work was and these types of things? Or would I be surprised to find that some of his other books are actually much bigger sellers than something like that?
Well, his two best-selling books are the two you just mentioned, Meet the Puritans, The History of the Puritans, the short biographies of the Puritans. And Puritan Theology actually is selling faster than that book did. The Meet the Puritans has been out for about 5 years now, and Puritan Theology just released last year. We're already into our third printing of Puritan Theology since October. So it's done very, very well. We're very, very excited that the book has done that well.
You guys, who's the target audience? You have, obviously, here there's a lot of bow ties. So we're talking about a lot of scholarly individuals. You know, we're at a Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary, so theological students, no doubt about it. But what about homeschoolers? What about moms and dads, you know, that are just looking for good devotional material? You guys fit that audience as well?
Oh, absolutely. We certainly have books for kids. We have a lot of books that are written to just books on prayer, books on family issues, marriage. Dr. Beeke has written a book called Friends and Lovers, just a small, short book on the marriage relationship. Even Puritan theology, frankly, it does have where it's needed, and different topics theologically are more difficult to deal with more difficult reading in them, but also I think can be read devotionally. There are some chapters that are more devotional in nature, just by nature of the subject matter. So
I wanted to get you to walk through here a little bit if I could, and to see if I can get you to give me a little comment on some of these books that we have here. One that I saw here was Simonetta Carr's books. In Simonetta's Carr book, she does an excellent job. She's been on with me a number of times. But just tell us a little bit. This table seems to be maybe a little bit more geared towards the younger child. Tell us a little bit about a couple of the books that you see here.
Okay. We have a series of books on church history for kids. It's historical fiction, but it would be a good way for it's a five-volume set by the Withrows, is the last name. It's called History Lives, five-volume set called Chronicles of the Church. That's very good. You mentioned the Simonetta Carr books. We did our first woman in the series this year, Lady Jane Grey. It's a series of short biographies for young readers, and they've picked different characters from the history of the church. And anyway,
Let me just read those real quick here so people know the types of books that we're talking about. We've got Lady Jane Grey. We've got one on Augustine of Hippo. We've got one on John Owen. We got one on John Calvin. We got one on Athanasius. These are great little readers. You know, if you want your child to have a little bit of some church history, you know, something that we need in the church today. They actually have a larger one here that's written by, this is co-authored with Joel Beeke, Diana Klein. And Diana Klein and Joel Beeke have conspired together on this book. It's called Reformation Heroes. And so, again, this is the illustrations. They're just beautiful in it. And, again, teaching children and young teens about church history, specifically during the Reformation time period. Let's move down a little bit further. I see a number of these books. These ones I'm very familiar with. This is Steve Lawson, and Dr. Lawson has been on with me. I just did an interview the other day with Scott Brown, and the co-author of this book with Joel Beeke, but they have William Grugia's book here called Building a Godly Home. It had a different title, I think, when he wrote it, but this is the revised title and edited version of William Grugia's work. It's now called Building a Godly Home, Joel Beeke and Scott Brown. that's available here. I don't see the price here. $10 here for that book. You can't beat that. And then Joel Beakey's book on the promises for parents is Parenting by God's Promises. Tell us a little bit about some of that, some of the stuff we find on this table.
Okay. Yeah, Dr. Beakey wrote with Reformation Trust last year, the book on parenting. He has raised three children of his own. They are in college and teenagers and in college, his three children. And he gives a lot of practical advice in there on parenting. So I have a little table with a variety of parenting or family type books here. Also, a book by Richard Baxter, another Puritan, that's been edited for today called The Godly Home that Crossway has published. That's also very good. Guja's book is the first, Building a Godly Home. It's the first of a three-book series that will be, it'll deal with duties of husbands, duties of wives, duties of parents to children, and duties of children to parents. His William Guja was also a Puritan. His book was called Of Domestical Duties. Was kind of the classic Puritan family work on family life.
I remember reading a little bit about that, and it said that, you know, it was basically as popular as Pilgrim's Progress and maybe Bailey's Piety. A lot of people don't know about that one as well, but those types of books were very, very popular. And now, you know, you mentioned that title. People's like, what was that title again? I don't understand. Here's an opportunity to recapture the teaching that was in there, but to do it with updated language in a very easy-to-read format, right?
Exactly. Yep.
I'll just move down to the next table here. I've got to see what my time looks like.
But I think we're going to be okay here time-wise. Yep, we're okay.
Let's look at this table here. Breath Heaven, that I was mentioning. Paul Couches is going to be on with me this week, so they have a copy of his book here. And this is put out by Cruciform Press. You know, as I was mentioning, Reasons for Unanswered Prayer. That's what Paul writes about in this book. He'll be my guest on Thursday's broadcast, and I'll be back in the studio talking with him on Thursday, so you can look forward to that. Here's tell us about the one you have in your hand, Stephen.
Another book on parenting from Cruciform Press. They do a really nice job. I like their books. This is just in a brief 100 pages. Yeah, they really do. This is called Intentional Parenting by Ted Thompson. It's on my reading list. I haven't read this one yet.
Okay, I've had Ted on the broadcast as well. We talked about that book. You can listen to that interview. But how much are these books over here? I didn't. These are $8 just for the Brass Heavens and the Intentional Parenting. Again, this entire table. Oh, Nancy Guthrie's book is over here. Nancy Guthrie's one of my favorite female authors. She's got one here called Be Still, Embracing God's Purpose and Provision in Suffering. This is would be very interesting because of a book that just came across my desk the other day. Somebody sent me a link to this book, I should put it that way. And it was a book written by Dennis Prager, had this fellow on the broadcast the other day. And he's a Jewish rabbi. And the book actually has, believe this or not, it actually has a fist on the cover. And it's talking about the fed-up man of faith. And it's actually advocating that people go ahead and argue with God based upon God's providence in their life. Listen, you're not going to find something like that at this bookstore. That is just foolishness. The book of Job dispels that. Many, many other passages in the scripture dispel that whole thing. And so, you know, you're going to find out quite a bit of good reading material over here. By the way, James got another one in his hand. I have this one on my desk, and I'm about to set up an interview with this woman, but let me let him tell you about this. This book has really taken the evangelical world by storm in the Reformed circles specifically. Just very, very interesting. Tell us about this book.
Okay, the book is called The Secret Thoughts of an Unlikely Convert by Rosaria Butterfield, and she tells her story in here. She was a lesbian. She taught women's studies at a university. And she wrote an article in the newspaper, and she was getting just tons of mail. She wrote an article supporting her views, lesbian views, and she got tons of mail. And so she had two boxes on each side of one box on each side of her desk. In the one box, she threw all the fan mail. On the other side of her desk, she had the other box. She threw all the hate mail. Well, she got a letter from a Reformed Presbyterian minister, and she didn't know what to do. And she didn't know which box it belonged in. It wasn't fan mail. It wasn't hate mail. And she left that letter just lay on her desk for a whole week. And finally, he had written her his phone number in there and invited her to call him. And she finally called him, and he invited her to have supper with his wife in their home. And that began the relationship that ended up in her conversion and, you know, just repentance. And it's a beautiful story. It really is. It's just a wonderful story to see how God works in unlikely ways. And the Reformed Presbyterian minister very faithfully discipling her, teaching her, very patiently working with her, not letting her go. It's just a really encouraging story. It's a great book. I highly recommend it. For book studies or book groups or reading clubs or whatever, it's just a really neat story.
Yeah, the author now is she's a wife and mother. Her husband is a pastor. Her husband's name is Kent, and they live in North Carolina. They have three of their four children, I think, are there with them, and Kent serves as a pastor of a Reformed Presbyterian church in North Carolina. I think it's up around the Durham or Raleigh-Durham area, if I remember right. So just a number of great books here. We're walking onto another table. Lectures to my students. If you know anybody who is feeling the call of God to go into the ministry, that's the classic work by Charles Spurgeon. That's on the table here. There's books by Archibald Brown. There's books of the collective writings of John Murray. There's a book here called Lit. This was by Tony Renke, I think is how you say his last name. And this book has been received very good reviews as well, because it is telling us about Christian literature, but then how to read Christian literature. I see Anthony Salvaggio's books here on Seven Toxic Ideas, Polluting Your Mind. Anthony's been on with me on the broadcast with all of his books. I really enjoy his writing. The Case for Life is Scott Klusendorf's book. The best book that I have read on the argumentation for abortion, against abortion, of course, the argumentation for life. Scott Klusendorf does an excellent job on that subject. Here's Rick Phillips' book, The Masculine Mandate, over here for just $10. Rick Phillips, of course, the pastor down the road at Second Pres in downtown Greenville. Rick was in the Greenville News the other day. Rick, the tank commander, you know, I talked about his background being a tank commander and now being a pastor, and how the skills of a tank commander are now used in the pastoral ministry. So they did a story on him in the Greenville News here locally, and you can go out there and check that out. I put it out on my Facebook page, but you can check it out from there. I'm going to check my time here. How are we looking? Okay, we've got a few more minutes. We got a couple of ways. Here's a book from one of the folks right over there at the seminary, Robert Shaw, right? So the Reformed Faith and Exposition of the Westminster Confession of Faith. It's written by Robert Shaw. It has the quote on here from Sinclair Ferguson. Of course, Dr. Ferguson just announced the other day that he is resigning and retiring. He will be moving back to Scotland. I think I saw him in his last public appearance at the conference that was taking place at Orlando, Florida. Stephen's got an excellent book in his hand, Dr. Albert Martin's book. Tell us a little bit about this one, Stephen.
Well, this is one of my favorite reads in the last year or so. It's called Grieving Hope and Solace, When a Loved One Dies in Christ. Al Martin lost his wife to cancer, wife of almost 50 years. And after she passed away, he really wanted to study from the Bible what she was experiencing and how to grieve in a Christian way. And he actually preached a series of messages to his congregation after she passed away based on his studies. And those sermons have made the basis for the book. It's a very, very helpful book. It really is. Anyone who's lost a spouse or a believing loved one, I would highly recommend this book. This will give you much, much comfort, and it'll strengthen you, and it'll help. It'll help. I have recommended this book, and I recommend this book to almost every pastor I see if I can. And I have heard back from these pastors that, you know, you recommended this book, and I had a family in my congregation lost a dad or or somebody just a few weeks after, and sometimes unexpectedly, and they've been able to recommend this book to their people, and it's been a blessing. This is a really good little book, Breathing Hope and Solace by Al Martin.
Yes, Dr. Martin was with me on the broadcast. He's in failing health, and I was able to get him at a point in time where he was feeling well enough to be able to be with me on the broadcast. Just even talking on the broadcast, it was difficult for him, but he did it. And so you can go out there and listen to that broadcast. I highly recommend this book. I, too, we're drinking from the same well, Stephen. And I highly recommend. He does an excellent job with just such tenderness, the way that he speaks about his wife and thinking about heaven, thinking about what she gained in going to heaven and what we lost, and just has a lot of really, really good points to it. I wholeheartedly agree. Is this $8 as well? If you come over and, you know, you don't pick up anything else over here, pick this book up, Grieving Hope and Solace. It's over here at Reformation Heritage Books at their book table. You're going to either experience someone you love is going to pass away, you know, go home to be with the Lord, and you're going to need to have this hope and solace for yourself, or you're going to have a friend that's going to do it. I'm telling you, obviously, death is the common denominator. It's going to, all of us will have to face this. You need to know from this perspective of a pastor of 30 or 40 years, whatever he's been pastoring, hear him speak about death in this way. You don't want to miss it. Now, Stephen's got one in his hands that I haven't done an interview on that I'm not familiar with. We're going to have to probably make this the last one, but tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, this is a unique book. It's actually a journal. It's designed and laid out so that you would actually write out Scripture word for word. This is just a really neat way, special way to study Scripture. If you write things down, the retention level just increases significantly. You just see things in the Word that you miss if you just read. And so we have a number of these books. You can write out the Bible. We have a lot of them available. They're $8 each in hardcover. We give you one blank page to take notes on them, and then we break up the text so that you can write out word for word each verse of the Bible. It's a discipline that we encourage people to do and use. And I've heard from the president of Vision Forum. His name escapes me. But anyway, he said the godliest young man he ever met was somebody whose parents had him write out chapters and chapters of the Bible. He just was a very godly man. So
Stephen Lee from Sermon Audio just walked up. He's been causing a lot of trouble behind the scenes, telling you. You hear all that chatter in the background? That was the group over there from Sermon Audio. They had a couple folks here. And no bow ties in that section, though. But we did an excellent walkthrough here. Stephen, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. This is Stephen. How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Rinkema. Rinkema. It's a Dutch name.
Come on over and see Stephen here. He's over here with the Reformation Heritage Books tables over here. I don't know what they drove here with, but it must have been a 24-foot U-Haul truck because they have books over here, and the books are here at a great price. Come on over and see Stephen. Tell him you heard it on the radio program. By the way, I asked the folks up here at the desk just a few moments ago, and they said that you can come over just to go through the bookstore. So, you know, you say, hey, I'm working today. I can't go to the conference. I can't go to the GPTF conference. But I want to see some of those books you're talking about and get the conference deals. You can do that right here over at the conference. So come on over, Woodruff Road, right here on towards the end of Woodruff Road. I think it's almost Simpsonville at this point, but you can come over and get a opportunity to look at these books, put them in your hands, and look through these things as well. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I'm making my way back to the to my table here. I'm just going to give you a little bit more of the information, then we're going to go ahead and close out the broadcast for today. In fact, the music is starting, so I'm not even going to make it that far. Go out to their website. The website for the conference is www.tpts.edu. I'll be joined by some of the authors here on tomorrow's broadcast, and then Thursday I'll be speaking with Paul Couches about his book, Brass Heaven. Thanks for joining us again. We'll see you next time right here on Knowing the Truth. Remember, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life and Liberty Radio, Christian Talk 660, WLFJ Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson on AM 660, and also on FM 92.9.